Offering sacrifice out of the paths of the Supreme Lord. The enjoyer of the sacrifice. And I perform the sacrifice to satisfy the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. People in general are always anxious to have peace of mind or peace in the world, but they do not know how to achieve such a standard of peace in the world. Such peace in the world is obtained by the performance of sacrifice and by the practice of austerity. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.29, the following prescription is recommended. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam yatvad mam shanti richati. The Kami yogis know that the Supreme Lord is the factual enjoyer and the maintainer of all sacrifices and of all austere life. They also know that the Lord is the ultimate proprietor of all the planets and is the factual friend of all living entities. Such knowledge gradually converts the Karma Yogi into a pure devotee of the Lord through the association of unalloyed devotees. And thus, they are able to be liberated from material bondage. Brahma, the original living being within the material world, taught us the way of sacrifice. The word sacrifice suggests dedication of one's own interest for the satisfaction of a second person. This is the way of all activities. Every man is engaged in sacrificing his interest for others, either in the form of family, society, community, country, or the entire human society. But perfection of such sacrifices is attained when they are performed for the sake of the Supreme Person, the Lord. Because the Lord is the proprietor of everything, because the Lord is the friend of all living creatures, and because He is the maintainer of the performer of sacrifice, as well as the supplier of the ingredients of sacrifice, it is He only and no one else who should be satisfied by all sacrifices. The whole world is engaged in sacrificing energy for the advancement of learning, social upliftment, economic development, and plans for total improvement of the human condition. But no one is interested in sacrificing for the sake of the Lord, as is advised in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, there is no peace in the world. If men at all want peace in the world, they must practice sacrifice in the interest of the Supreme Proprietor and Friend of all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Timiranda Syagananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So peace in the world. The topic for today is sacrifice and peace in the world. Everybody wants peace in the world, but nobody wants to do much about peace in the world. But some people do. Recently I was asked through the Hindu Community Council of Victoria. We have a lot of affiliation with other groups, both Vaishnava groups and different groups. And they asked us to participate in a huge pandal, a huge jagya that they're wanting to perform. A lot of the Hindu community are fed up with all the entertaining Diwali programs that they have, which are totally devoid of any spirituality whatsoever. And so one gentleman has asked me, would you be interested would ISKCON be interested in helping promote a huge pandal, a huge jagya? He said, I've already arranged for the Carlton football ground to be used. So the Carlton football stadium will be the venue, which holds thousands and thousands of people. And he wants us to be part of the jagya. They want to have a jagya with kirtan and chanting. And they want us to be one of the major contributors to this. And obviously doing a lot of prasadam distribution. So we said, yeah, we'd be interested in that for the benefit of the community. And it's not like Gangeshwara was saying yesterday about sacrifices. We do these different jagyas and sacrifices. what most common people think is just some ritual or some service or sacrifice, you know, for getting better material facilities. But we add that extra component because we actually offer everything to Krishna. And so that makes it auspicious. Recently, also within the framework of the interfaith group, we've been asked to join a group called Religions of Peace, also striving for peace, Religions for Peace. So we'll join them as well. The reason why we join these organizations is stated here quite clearly in the purport. They also know that the Lord is the ultimate proprietor of all planets and is a factual friend of all living entities. Such knowledge gradually converts karma yogis into pure devotees of the Lord through the association of unalloyed devotees. So it's by the association of devotees that things start to change. So a lot of the times, you know, we have to understand that in Krishna consciousness, to the broader community, especially to the Hindu community, the Hare Krishna movement is respected very much, very, very highly, because we actually do what we say we're going to do. We perform sacrifice. We perform yajna for the pleasure of the Lord. And they pick that up. They see that. They see how diligently we follow the shastras, the Narad Pancharatra, you know, to serve the deity so nicely. And people appreciate that. So Lord Brahma here is speaking. And Lord Brahma is our secondary father. He's our secondary father. We Krishna is our loving father and mother, as he says in Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna, Lord Brahma is our secondary father. He's the creator of this universe. And it's through his prayers and these words that we're reading day after day for the last couple of times that we're actually understanding what actual sacrifice is. Lord Brahma, as most of you know, grew out of the navel of Lord Vishnu. And when he grew out of the navel, all his intelligence, all his abilities, all the gifts that he had were being supplied by the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like us, every ability that we have, everything that we have, everything is a gift from God. Everything is a gift from Krishna. And so we are unique. Each person is uniquely connected to Krishna. And each person has given every one of us a unique gift that we can offer up as a sacrifice to the Lord. Not that we use those gifts that he's given us for our own sense gratification. So, Lord Brahma, it's amazing when you read about this creation. Lord Brahma was there sitting on the lotus and he was wondering, he was amazed, and he didn't know where he was, what he was doing. He was looking, where am I, who am I? And then he goes and travels down the stem of the lotus. He hops out of the lotus and crawls down the stem of the lotus, which is the planetary systems. And he goes down, and then he reaches the Garbhodaksai Ocean, Garbhodak Ocean. And it's torrential waves and everything, and Lord Brahma becomes fearful. And so he climbs back up and hops onto the lotus. And then he prays to the Lord. He just completely becomes fearful and just wants to surrender. And completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord. And then the Lord instructs him with the words, Tapa, Tapa, do sacrifice. So the Lord revealed to him through this tapa, through meditation, through sacrifice, what his duty was, what his assigned duty was, what Krishna wanted him to do, what his sacrifice was for this time. And that was to create this universe. So performing our tapa, our sacrifice, our duty will also be revealed to us. Each individually, Krishna will reveal to us, if we're sincere in our sacrifice, if we're sincere in our meditation, Krishna will actually reveal to us what he wants us to do. He will reveal to us, Chaita Guru within, Krishna within, Krishna resides within our heart. And either through Chaita Guru within or through our external guru, Krishna will make arrangements for you. Uniquely your service. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, this is in chapter 3, Karma Yoga, 10, verse 10. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifice and blessed them by saying, be thou happy with this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you all desirable things. So everything will come to us if we perform this yajna. In the purport, Prabhupada says, the material creation by the Lord of all creatures, Vishnu, is a chance to offer the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of their relationship with Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand the eternal relationship as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedas chave sabhe aham eva vedya. The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. So we want to learn who is Krishna. The sacrifice is the basis of everything. Sacrifice is the basis of everything. Brahma was able to achieve what he achieved, the creation of the universe, by doing his service properly, by sacrificing his self-interest for the interest of the Supreme Lord. All his abilities, everything that he was able to do, all the faculties that he has, all the creative power that he has, everything that he has comes from Krishna. And that is the same with us. Everything that we have, everything, our looks, our intelligence, our gifts, everything comes from the Supreme Lord. Nothing is of our own concoction. Nothing is of ourselves. So we have to give credit, as Lord Brahma does, we have to give credit to the Supreme Lord. We have to give back to the Lord. And then if we actually do that, then we become, every individual becomes an instrument of God. You become a vehicle of God. You connect with the Supreme within and you actually become an instrument of God traveling throughout life, this life. Everyone has an opportunity to actually be an instrument of the Lord. Now one can either be an instrument of the material energy and serve the material energy, and that is the external potency, or one can be a servant and offer sacrifice and be an instrument of the internal energy. That's the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual world, everyone is engaged eternally in the service of Radha and Krishna, Radha Balabha, eternally, just engaged. And in the material world, everybody is under the modes of material nature. In the material modes, we serve them and we offer sacrifice to them. But in any case, in every case, we are never the doer. We are never the doer. And we approach the Lord, and how we approach the Lord will determine what will be revealed to us and how we will develop. Krishna is doing everything. And philosophically, we can understand that Krishna is doing everything, that he's given us everything, and so on and so forth. And yet, Krishna wants us to serve him. Wants us to serve him. So how do we do that? And Prabhupada has made that so beautifully. He has arranged this so beautifully for us through deity worship. Deity worship is actually the way, one of the ways in which we can offer service again back to Krishna. And by his kindness and mercy, by his compassion upon us, he appears in this deity form. And we're able to dress him. We're able to bathe him. We're able to feed him. We're able to praise him. We're able to chant before him. We're able to do so many things for the deity form. And Krishna stands there as if helpless. I'm here, I can't dress myself, I need you to dress me. This is Krishna in the deity form. And we have an opportunity to do that for him. We have an opportunity to actually worship him. And we offer that as a sacrifice. It's not an easy thing, you know. We have to rise very early. The materialists are sleeping. You know, sometimes when we're doing our preaching and people say, we have to cut short a preaching engagement because, you know, like a family engagement or something. And they say, I have to leave early because I have to get up at 3:30, 3:45 because I have to dress the deities. Why are you getting up so early? You know, what's the point of getting up so early? I have to serve the Lord. Now, to a materialist, that's a real heavy sacrifice to wake up early in the morning. I mean, they'll get as much sleep as they can possibly get. But for a devotee, he gladly wakes up early in the morning because he gets an opportunity to offer this sacrifice to Krishna, to dress Krishna. We can't even dress ourselves if it wasn't for the energy of the Lord that permeates us. We can't move unless it's by the Lord's mercy. We can't do anything except it was for the Lord's mercy. But the Lord appears before us so mercifully as either stone, metal, wood, and gives us the ability to serve him, to offer dress to him, to offer offerings of food to him, to do so many different things. And Krishna says, if you please, you dress me, I'll look after you. And Krishna looks after us. So this is the opportunity that we have in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has made this available to us. And even if we're Brahman or we're not Brahman, we can still serve Krishna in this way. We can have deities in our home, no different. Krishna can be there in our home. Set a place aside where we can worship God and we can dress him, we can put nice flowers there, we can do so many things and God will happily accept our service. We can do this at home. If we get the great opportunity to actually get Brahman initiation, then we should do everything that we can to actually render service on the altar of a temple, the deities on the altar of a temple. Whatever you can, whatever menial service we can do. And that is the greatest opportunity. Once I was asked, when I was giving a lecture at a non-devotee place, and they asked me, prove that God exists. How do you prove that God exists? And I said, what they actually asked was, do you have physical experience of God's existence? And I said, yeah, I have that every time I address the deities. Every time you get an opportunity to touch the lotus feet of the deity, something sparks within you that this is greater than just a mundane thing. It is such an incredible... Anybody that has done deity worship will experience that. It's such a nectarian pastime, whether it's worship of the Shalagram, whether it's worship of Radha Krishna, whether it's worship of Gaur-Nitai or Jagannath. There are times when that connection with the Lord actually becomes so blatantly obvious that God is here. And you become incredibly small, you become incredibly overawed and grateful that you had that opportunity. So Krishna gives that opportunity. Every person can understand, that this is a great thing. Sometimes the materialist can't understand, why are you worshipping these deities? Prabhupada was asked that one time. Why are you feeding this stone statue? One Mayavadi asked Prabhupada, why are you feeding this stone statue? And Prabhupada replied to them that actually Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is telling me to do this. Patram puspam palam toyam. Please feed me. So I'm doing this. What, and you're telling me that I'm not supposed to do this. I'll take Krishna's word above your word anytime. You're an ignorant rascal. But Krishna's here and I get an opportunity to serve him. So Krishna's like that. Krishna will appear in a way that we have an opportunity to render service to him and makes out like he needs our service. Krishna actually makes out like he needs our service. He doesn't need us at all. He needs our service because he wants to engage us in loving reciprocation. And there are so many different stories within the Bhagavatam and Krishna book where we see this taking place. And it's quite comical. I was reading, listening to Radhana Swami recently narrate a couple of stories in this regard. And he was explaining about the cowherd boys. The cowherd boys in Govardhan Hill. And Lord Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his little pinky. And Indra was throwing everything at the residents of Vrindavan at this stage. He was so angry that he was thunderbolts and lightning, everything. Oh, thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening. Anyway, and we can realize how actually traumatic that situation would have been with Krishna holding up this huge hill and all the sheets of rain and thunder and violence. Recently, my daughter who lives in Western Australia in Port Hedland, they had one cyclone coming through, and there were winds and rains of about 140 kilometers an hour. And it was knocking down trees and knocking off roofs of houses and everything. And the rain was just like, you couldn't bear to be in it. It was just like sharp nails being hit into you. You had to just hide. What to speak of at the moment in America, where there are severe weather conditions, Indra is playing havoc in America, where there's sheets of, it is so cold in America that it can't snow. It's just ice. Everything. If a child goes out into the snow, into the weather outside, for even a minute or so, their skin will freeze. So this is the power of Lord Indra, you know. He's in charge of the weather and the rain. And so he was throwing everything at Krishna, everything at the residents of Vrindavan. And Krishna protected them with this hill, Govardhan Hill, and just held it up. And then finally, when he saw that, actually, this is no good, I'm not having any effect here, I've thrown everything at Krishna, I'll give up. I give up, I surrender. So Indra surrenders, he was defeated, right? And everything calmed down, and Krishna is still holding up the hill. And then the cowherd boys said to Krishna, Krishna, you can let go now, we'll go, you know, but you go first. You know, you can let go. We've got it here. We've got our sticks, because they were helping. Krishna wanted them to help. And so they were also getting little sticks and propping up. And they're thinking, I'm helping Krishna here. And so they told Krishna, Krishna, you go. We'll just hold it up here now. You go. It's okay. And Krishna says, no, no, no. You go first. You go first. I think you should go first. No, 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 Krishna. You go first. We'll hold it. It's okay. And then Krishna gave a little trick and he tipped the hill just a little bit. And all their little sticks went snap. And then they realized, aha, it's not us that's holding up this hill, it's actually Krishna. And so then they, okay, we'll leave. And Krishna put down the hill. And similarly also we know through the Mahabharata, you know, Krishna was Arjuna's charioteer. And Maharaj also explains the wonderful pastimes. How Krishna agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. Now this battle where there were millions of participants with weapons that you could not believe in today's society. We think we're so mighty with our atomic bombs and our weapons and machine guns and everything. But they were so much more advanced in those days, where they had mantra weapons and so on, and fire weapons and so on and so forth. Everything more powerful than anything we can conceive of now. And there was this huge battle where Arjuna was the principal warrior. And he had Krishna as his charioteer. And the same thing happened. Maharaj was explaining, the same thing happened. Where Arjuna said, after the battle was won, and Arjuna is still on his chariot, and he said to Krishna, now you can leave, my lord. Please leave the chariot. You've done your duty. And Krishna says, no, no, no. Arjuna, you go first. And Arjuna says, no, no, my lord, you go first. And Krishna says, no, Arjuna, please go first. And so Arjuna hopped off the chariot. And as soon as Krishna hopped off the chariot, the complete chariot disintegrated. Krishna held that chariot together because that chariot was bombarded by all sorts of weapons. But it was Krishna, the chariot driver, that held it together so Arjuna could complete his mission, complete his service to Krishna. These are the wonderful things. So Krishna wants our service. Krishna wants us to help him, but in ultimate end, we know that Krishna is the source of all. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked, also in this connection, why Lord Chaitanya, when he was on the planet, why didn't he personally spread love of God to everyone? Why didn't he do it? I mean, he's God. He's an incarnation of God. He could have traveled to all the different countries and preached God consciousness and converted everyone. And Prabhupada said, no, Lord Chaitanya saved us. Save that service for us. He allows us to do it. Now, again, we may think that we're doing the service, but actually it's Lord Chaitanya inspiring and pushing us to do that. He can do everything, but he's allowing the devotees to do this service. So Krishna is the doer, and he wants his devotees to be the instrument of his will. He wants the devotee to be the instrument of his will. He wants that thing to happen. He wants peace in the world. He wants people to become God conscious. And throughout history, we've seen great personalities in all different religious traditions, how they've served the Lord and done his mission. Their desire has always been to bring peace to society. A devotee's desire is always that peace come. Even Arjuna wanted peace. So, peace for mankind. But there's so much conflict and suffering in the world. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just that we know more about it at the present stage. But in actuality, you know, with internet and with connections and everything, we see if somebody has some violent action in a different country, we know about it within days. If there's an uprising, if there's a riot, if there's something, we know about it. So for all intent and purposes, the news plays this up. And if you watch the news, there's never any really good news stories on the news. It's always, oh, there was a riot in such and such a place. Or there's a rebellion in Sudan. And there's conflict in Chechnya. And this was blown up here. And that was, and so it's, this is what we get. But in actuality, over the last century, over the last half century, over the last 50 years, right, there has been, and it's recorded, that this period of time, there has been the least amount of wars and violence on this planet ever. There's been the least amount of wars and planets, wars on this planet ever. It has been the most peaceful the last 50 years. Does that twig with anybody? How long has this gone been in existence? 50 years. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada brought the sacrifice of chanting japa, of chanting the holy names of God. And what has happened? Everything is changing. Slowly, slowly. Sometimes we think as devotees, what am I doing for world peace? What am I doing for world peace? Should I be out there with a banner, ban the nuclear bomb, more power to the people? Or should we be here at the temple and in our homes and diligently chant our rounds? This is the effect. In the early years of the early years, around about the 70s, 80s, there was almost a chance that there would be World War III. I remember this specifically. There was almost a chance. You know, there was conflict between the Soviet Union and America. And it was very, very likely that an atomic bomb could have been dropped. There were people in power at that stage that were not, as they say in Australia, not the full two bob. They were a little bit, ooh-ooh. President Reagan, as much as he was probably a good man, but he was also a little bit... Anyway, he had the power to actually drop a bomb. And it was close. But we, as devotees, understand that by the presence of devotees on the planet, that could have been averted because of that. But factually, we understand that in the last half of the century, there's been a lot less violence and war. So with this great sacrifice and a decline in self-interest, the welfare of others will increase and increase and increase. Because what happens is by doing service, that service is for the welfare of others. The greatest welfare work is to inform people about Krishna. And Krishna says also in the 18th chapter that if you really want to serve me, if you really love me, then you'll bring everybody else to Krishna consciousness, as many people as you can. This is the greatest welfare work that we can do. Bring people to love Krishna. Love God. So this chanting, this sacrifice, is bringing about an end to suffering. Lord Chaitanya guarantees that and brings about the existence of peace. Our sacrifice is to follow the directions precisely that Lord Chaitanya has given us. And the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the yajna for this age, is the sacrifice for this age. And sometimes that sacrifice can be difficult to perform. Sometimes that sacrifice can be difficult to perform. Sometimes, and put your hand up if this is true, sometimes we don't want to do it. We don't want to chant. And maybe I'm the only one, but so many others, sometimes my consciousness is, I've got so many things that I also have to do. I've got so many things, you know. Sometimes this chanting of Hare Krishna, again with an Australian terminology, can be a slog. Anybody know what the word slog is? Maybe anybody else experienced that sometimes the chanting of Hare Krishna can be hard to do? I'm not alone. Hare Krishna, that's great. So sometimes we really have to make a sacrifice. We have to put our minds on the shelf when our mind is saying, look, I know you've got 10 rounds left, but there's a really good show on TV. And you'll catch up those rounds tomorrow. Your mind will tell you these things. Your mind will tell you so many things. I've got some important service to do, Prabhu. I can't chant my rounds at the moment. But if we perform our sacrifice, and our sacrifice attentively, our rounds on a daily basis, that is the sacrifice we should be doing. That's the greatest sacrifice we can do. And we know from the scriptures, Yashya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Prabhupada says, the verse says, by mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot achieve anything. There's no advancement. So the guru has told us to chant 16 rounds minimum, diligently, every day. That is our primary sacrifice. This is what we have to do. Not 32, not 64, 16 rounds every day diligently. So we have to really concentrate. Sacrifice our concentration. Don't spin out. But bring it back. Bring your mind back to the mantra. Bring your mind back to the mantra. Hear the holy name. And we will do this. This is Vaidhi Bhakti. You know, our regulation. This is what we're asking. This is our responsibility. This is what we've been told to do. This is what we must do. And if we do that, then we actually are pleasing the Lord, pleasing Krishna. So humanity does many, many sacrifices. As Tirthapad gave a class this week, and he clearly, very nice class, he enunciated all the different sacrifices that are done in this material world. So many different things. And people will go to great lengths to do sacrifices that will relieve the suffering of the poor and the ill and so many things. You know, people will go to Africa without any payment and cater to the needs of people and so on and so forth. So, in a sense, I also work in pastoral care as a devotee. Chaplaincy, in the area of chaplaincy in our society. And I see so many people offering themselves as a service to other people. And that's good, but it's not the greatest good, as was explained during the week. The greatest service is service to Krishna. So sometimes there's criticism of the service that we're doing. From an ignorant point of view, sometimes people say, well, you're doing this chaplaincy, you're doing pastoral care. Is that also philanthropic work, or is this really Krishna conscious? But what happens is that by understanding, by performing our sacrifice, by performing our sadhana, by performing this chanting of Hare Krishna, we actually, and pleasing Krishna, we actually become an instrument of Krishna. And then what happens is, it's a completely different case. You are doing what it says in this Bhagavatam here in the purport. You are giving people association. And that's more important than the whole healing process or trying to serve in a healing capacity. It's actually giving people that association. Association with Krishna. You are an instrument of the Lord. You're a representative of the Lord, and you're giving Krishna to that personality. Just like recently... I'll leave that for a bit. So sacrifice is very important. We have to remember that the instruction given that we are instruments of the Lord and this service in that way is a completely different thing. So the greatest sacrifice has been mentioned over and over again is to bring Krishna to the world, to give Krishna to the world. So we're doing that. Recently at home we've been reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and we've started again with the first canto and there's a section there on Krishna leaving Dwarka. Anybody remember reading Krishna leaving Dwarka and how the people were lamenting? Oh, please don't go. You know, stay for a little longer. They had Krishna right there, you know, and they didn't want Krishna to leave. So in the same token, I was meditating on this. And I was meditating on his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, who was with Krishna. Prabhupada says there was never a time that I was not with Krishna. Now when you read the Bhagavatam and how people were lamenting that Krishna was leaving their presence. Prabhupada left Vrindavan, Krishna's abode, to come and teach us the message of Krishna consciousness. His sacrifice was that he left Krishna. And his sacrifice was that in that, if we read and learn about Prabhupada's pastimes, He had heart attacks, two heart attacks, stroke, illnesses, incompetent devotees. So many different things were there to stop the advancement of Krishna, his mission. But Prabhupada went on. He had so much hardship, and right to the end, he was the staunch servant of the Supreme Lord, offering his whole life to Krishna. So he sacrificed his love out of love for Krishna. Krishna is so pleased with Prabhupada, and he reciprocates by so many people chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we look now in the world today, there are millions of people chanting the holy name of Krishna. And it's so enthusing. You know, when you read the pastimes of Indradumna Swami, just one of Prabhupada's disciples in Russia, where he's chanting for an auditorium of 50,000 people. It's just unimaginable how wonderful this is. And all over the world, in every country, every place, people are chanting this holy name of God. And that's the legacy of the sacrifice that Prabhupada did for Krishna. I read my dear friend Radhacharan in China, and Tirthapad in China, and Taraka, who are making inroads, bringing hundreds of people to Krishna in a communist country. It's amazing. You know, there's so many different things going around. So millions of people are chanting. Thousands and thousands of people are offering and growing in Krishna consciousness and serving the Lord. It is all as the jagya, as the sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada did. And we're part of that sacrifice. We're part of that movement. We're part, and we have no qualification whatsoever. None of us had any qualification to become part of this Krishna consciousness movement. It's Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice, his sacrifice, that's our qualification. What he did for Krishna. He could have stayed with Krishna, loving Krishna, being with Krishna, but he chose to come here to Milechadesh and save us. So we have no quality. And we must express our gratitude to him. So thereby, every morning, we chant the glories of Srila Prabhupada. First thing when we wake up, we have a Mangal Arati, praising Srila Prabhupada, praising the Guru Parampara, praising our Guru again at Guru Puja time. Constant gratitude. We have to have this in mind when we chant these prayers, that we would be nothing without his mercy, without the effort and endeavor that he made. And we express that gratitude by trying to the best of our ability to push this movement on, to keep that sacrifice going, to keep it moving on, to push on the mission. This Krishna consciousness movement is shaking the misconceptions of this material world. It is literally shaking the misconceptions of this material world. People are tittering and wondering, what is going on? There are so many people now that are looking for the real direction, that are looking for truth. Recently, one incredible bhakta, who again is being inspired by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, what's his name? Russell Brandt. Anybody seen Russell Brandt? You know who knows who Russell Brandt is? Okay, he's a comedian, right? He's a comedian. But he's also a disciple of Radhanath Swami, right? And he's a gross guy, absolutely gross. He swears a lot and all this kind of stuff, but he's a devotee. And he was having an interview recently, and I don't know if you've seen this, but he said the world is ready for a spiritual revolution. And he was being interviewed by one of these top political journalists, and he shot the whole situation to pieces about the political system. They're only serving themselves, big corporate industries, so on and so forth, that our real duty should be to serve God. And it's just amazing. So in different ways, this message is going out. And people are starting to listen, so much so that he has a huge following on the internet of people that want spiritual revolution. And he was on another show one time and they asked him, so what should people do for this spiritual revolution? He said, all you have to do is call on God's holy name. That's all you have to do. A Swami told me that that's all you have to do. Just call on his holy name and things will change. Meditate on his holy name. My daughter and son went to his concert when he was here in Melbourne. And at the end of it, he said, "So, I'm leaving now. I'd just like to tell you one thing. Hare Krishna." And what else was it? I can't think of it. But that was the last thing he said. Hare Krishna. So this is the wonderful thing. So Krishna is perpetrating society. So what I was saying was, he has this website now for spiritual revolution. And there are hundreds of people that are looking for answers. And where's he getting his answers from? Ah, Krishna consciousness. And so they're starting to research Krishna consciousness. We are at a time of incredible change. We are the pioneers in an incredible change, and a great upliftment of human society is happening. This is our opportunity. This is our mission, to push on this mission. And what we'll bring about is a peaceful society. Prabhupada has pointed out that we only need 1% of the community to chant the holy name of Krishna, to chant diligently, and the whole of society will change. So many instances where he has advised people in the prison system, if you just get your inmates to chant Hare Krishna, everything will calm down. If you just, and he's also told different governmental heads, if you want the crime rate to go down in your city, get people to chant Hare Krishna, the crime rate will go down. 1%, Prabhupada said that. So Srila Prabhupada came with the most complete process. All the answers are there to give a positive direction. So we see that there is so much violence, and we can counteract that violence by the holy name, by doing Harinam Sankirtan, Kirtan, chanting, also our own chanting, every day diligently chanting. It will change society. So now it's up to us to be an instrument of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna. Be prepared to perform sacrifices to please Krishna. Now in the past, when Prabhupada was on the planet and he just left, the devotees were really inspired to do a lot of tapasya. The fact that we have this wonderful temple here is by the result of the tapasya that some of the devotees performed. You know, they went to great lengths to spread Krishna consciousness. It wasn't easy. It's not as easy as it is now. You know, there were great difficulties. And some of the devotees have legacies from pushing themselves so much in those early years. In their youth, they pushed their bodies to the nth degree, going out day after day with heavy book bags, and now their backs and shoulders and everything are out. And so many different things, staying up late and working hard and building and so on and so forth. So we offer our respects to those early devotees for setting this wonderful society in motion. So in our own unique way, we have to develop a mission in life. Each individual person has to see, what's my mission? How is Krishna going to use me? How can I be an instrument of Krishna's mercy? And Krishna will give us our abilities. And like Lord Brahma, we'll be completely satisfied in praising and giving all credit to Krishna. The eternal mission of the soul is to serve Krishna and to love Krishna, and we'll please him and brings all people to him. There was a thing that I just wanted to say before in regards to chaplaincy and being an instrument for the Lord, and surrendering and sacrificing, sometimes even association with devotees. It was an interesting thing that happened to me, and it dawned on me when I was researching this verse. On Snana Yatra, who had fun at Snana Yatra, bathing the Lord? It was pretty good, wasn't it? It's really fun when the Lord allows us to actually bathe him. I mean, he can bathe himself, but he allows us, okay, bathe me. Yeah, pour this on me, pour that on me. He loves it. So I was ready. I had my dhoti on, kurta on, ready to come and bathe the Lord. All of a sudden, there's a call. A call from the children's hospital. Bhakti, you have to come because there's one lady, a little girl, has passed away, and the Hindu community would like you to offer some prayers for this child. So I said, okay. As much as I want to go and serve Krishna at this time and be with Krishna and the devotees, I have to go and do this thing. So I went there, and this beautiful little child has passed away, and the people had been to the temple, and they were very appreciative that a devotee had come. But my mission was to give as much as possible to this little child who had just passed away. And so as an instrument of Krishna, you chant and you offer some Ganges water and offer a tulsi leaf as according to the Vaishnava principles. And then I engaged the family in chanting. So the child was there, and she'd been bathed in Ganges water and marked with tulsi and so on and so forth. And then I asked, would you all like to chant? And so they all performed the sacrifice of chanting Hare Krishna for this little child. Now everything goes well for that child because she had some association, not with me, but me as an instrument of Krishna. And you find this time and time again. Bhaktisiddhanta was asked at one stage, what is more potent? Is it more potent for a person to preach on a pandal in a big auditorium? Or is it more potent for a person to preach on a one-to-one level? And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, absolutely, to preach on a one-to-one level is the greatest preaching that a person can do. So this is the aim and mission of all of us, to actually make contact with people and on a one-to-one basis present Krishna consciousness to them. And understand that what's coming through you is Krishna's loving guidance and direction. Feeling yourself as an instrument of Krishna. Who's had that experience? When you're preaching, when you're talking to someone about God and loving God, and all of a sudden you're wondering, where is that coming from? Krishna is giving you the inspiration to enlighten that person. And all of a sudden you see the lights in their eyes go, wow, that makes sense. For the first time, someone is making sense about life and about my existence. And you've been the catalyst for that. And you've felt Krishna coming through you, enlightening that person, bringing that person back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. When you're distributing books, when a person touches the book and appreciates the book, and you've been the instrument for that reaction, it is so uplifting. Krishna rewards you with an euphoric experience. So this is our duty. So as you all well know, and this might be the last opportunity I get to express this, Rath Yatra is coming up in 4 weeks' time. Rath Yatra is our opportunity to actually really give it to the materialists and really have a wonderful presentation of Krishna consciousness. So this is a great opportunity for us to perform a sacrifice for the Lord. Yes, it can be difficult. We may have to be out there all day serving watermelon, or we may have to be out there all day face painting, or doing henna, or doing all those different things that we have to do, or being on the stage and performing. Yes, there's a sacrifice, but Krishna will surcharge you and give you great, great opportunity. But what I'm asking is during this Rath Yatra, that everybody makes a concerted effort to zero in on one person and give that one person your association and allow Krishna to be allow Krishna to use you as an instrument to present Krishna consciousness to that person. And it could be just in the means of giving a friendly smile to someone that's along the side, encouraging a person to pull the rope, encouraging a person to actually chant, we're going to have the meditation tent set up, to do something, to engage somehow. That's our duty on that day. So I'm asking you all to please volunteer for some sort of service on that day. It's going to be a great day again. There are new things that we're hoping to do. We're wanting the younger kids to also get involved. I've been talking with Sparsh, who's the king of the kids here pretty well. And they're going to do a stall which is going to be non-alcoholic drinks. So you know at all these festivals people like to have alcoholic drinks. So Sparsh and his crew are going to set up a tent where they're going to have mocktails, little orange juice and mixtures and all that kind of stuff, and people will engage in that. We're going to have Chiru Chaitanya and Murli again doing the Bhagavad Gita readings and engaging in that way. So in so many different ways, we're fortunate also this year to get Jai Dave. Remember Jai Dave from 2 years ago, the English gentleman from the Rubettes? And he's going to be the master of ceremonies on the stage. He's going to be heading up the whole program. And with the emphasis being to engage the people around us. So this is an exciting time, and I'm asking you all to please participate to whatever capacity you can and offer it as a sacrifice. So I'll stop here. Any questions or comments at all, Prabhu? Either about that or about Rath Yatra or how to serve? Yes, Prabhu?
We're the been statistically documented. Over the years they keep running, I haven't got the exact statistics, but it has been documented, you know, as to how much violence has been going on. And it has been over the last 50 years. So we put that down to Prabhupada's appearance in the Western world and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But yeah, it's a wonderful thing, you know. Pretty amazing.
Any other comments or questions? Everything clear about Rath Yatra? We're starting later this year also. We're getting an opportunity for more people to actually pull the cart. We're starting at 1 o'clock. So the Lords will be in their altar from 9 o'clock until 12, and then we'll move the Lord onto the cart, and then the cart will take off at 1 o'clock from 1 o'clock to 2:30. So you know how the crowd sort of builds up at that time, so we'll have an opportunity to engage more people. So we want everybody to encourage people to come in. Don't just watch, pull the rope as well. Yes, Mataji. Where you what are you having? Oh, great. So there's a Harinam today. Anybody that wants to come, go for it in Port Melbourne. Mataji is organising that. That's great. So Harinam Sankirtan ki.
Yes.
Service to Krishna ki.
Yes.
Our own unique mission in Prabhupada's mission ki.
Yes.
Kula Premanande.